This morning, Costco announced a 29% jump in profits over the last 3 months. Part of that came from lower gas prices. Remember, Costco is not just the second largest retailer in the country behind Walmart. It's also one of the largest gas station brands. But Costco also made news this week announcing that after a 16-year partnership with American Express, it is switching to Visa credit cards. Joining us now is Marilyn Giewack, senior business editor with NPR. And Marilyn, why did Costco decide to brush off American Express?
Because it could. Hmm. You know, the thing about Costco is it's just turned into such a powerhouse. They get to call the shots these days. I was looking at one of their revenue charts, and it is just up, up, up every year. The sales have more than doubled in the past decade, and that just blows away the growth rates for Walmart, Target. Costco is so successful because it gives you a lot of discounts on everything. You know, Jerry, if you want apples, appliances, tires, travel packages, you name it, they've got it.
Or a huge jug of laundry detergent.
There you go. You need that, the gallon jug. So Costco just concluded that it's so big and it's so powerful that it deserves better credit terms from its credit card partner. Amex said that Costco was asking for too many concessions, but Visa apparently thought, okay, we'll take a thinner slice of that pie, but it's growing. It's a bigger pie. So starting next year, if you're a Costco customer, if you want to use credit, I mean, you can always pay cash, but if you want credit, you've got to use that Visa card.
And what does this move tell us about the retail business and the economy?
It is so dog-eat-dog out there. Costco knows that Walmart is always pressing down on its suppliers, trying to keep its costs down, and everybody's trying to do everything they can. Target, and I know you know this, it announced lots of job layoffs this week. So the chains are looking for ways to stay ahead of the competition and those online retailers. You got Amazon and all everybody else out there. So Costco has to keep its costs low. One thing it could press down on is transaction costs, and the credit card issuers themselves are trying to keep down their costs. Amex announced back in January that it would lay off 4,000 workers, but apparently it just can't cut its costs enough to satisfy what Costco was demanding.
Well, and these credit card companies have had a lot of problems recently with these big security breaches at big retailers like Target and Home Depot. What are they facing?
Well, they've just got a tough environment. You know, we have those old-fashioned credit cards with the magnetic strips. They've got to switch to those smart chips. And, you know, they also are struggling with this problem of as a status symbol. You know, there was a time when American Express, that was a cool thing to pull out. So this is a true story. Last week, I was at dinner with a friend who is much younger than I am. When the bill came, I pull out my baby boomer American Express card. She pulls out her smartphone.
You know,
she
That's
was
the new world.
Use the app.
Apple
I'm like,
Pay.
Oh, God, man, I am out of it.
All right.
So I was very concerned that I'm starting to look like Fred Flintstone dining out. You know,
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewack, also known as Fred Flintstone. Marilyn,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Wilma.
And it is snowy, by the way, where Marilyn is in Washington and in Kentucky. Here in Boston, some people are actually hoping for more snow. And Boston is on the verge of breaking a record for the most snow in a season, just 2 inches shy, 105 inches so far. Here's Aaron Strickland of Walpole, Massachusetts.
I mean, I guess it would be kind of cool to say that I was in Boston the year that we had the largest amount of snowfall ever. I guess that would be kind of cool to be able to walk around and say that. But I think the actual practicality of it is something that I'm not about at all. So
we'll see. The forecast for the next 10 days does not look promising for those hoping to break the record. But then again, it's just March 5th.